Thanks to the revelations about the Russian state's involvement in covering up doping, the Olympics in Rio will be watched more closely than ever. Our Brazil correspondent reports.
Earlier this year, dozens of Russian wrestlers were exposed as drug cheats, and Joyce doesn't want them in Rio. Doping is completely unfair, says the Rio-based athlete. When you're fighting and losing to an opponent who's on drugs, it's soul-destroying, and it feels like you're being robbed.
Partiu, primeira semifinal, 200 masculino, e a galera vai junto.
A recent test event at Rio's revamped Olympic Athletic Stadium. The Russian athletic squad is, of course, already banned from Rio. But the IOC has sidestepped the thorny issue of whether to suspend the entire Russian delegation, despite accusations of state-sponsored doping. The governing bodies of individual sports will now decide if Russians can compete. Brazil's new anti-doping lab will test 450 samples daily during the games. There's plenty of white noise as new state-of-the-art analytical equipment operates around the clock. But the lab has only just recovered its license to operate after being accused of failing to meet international scientific standards. The chief scientist here is Francisco.
The laboratory will be the most technically efficient laboratory during the games, with all the expertise the world has in anti-doping analysis. So this will be a message for those athletes that would maybe dare to cheat for the games or before the games, that they will be caught.
With the reputation of the Olympic movement under scrutiny like never before, there's huge pressure for Rio 2016 to get its anti-doping program right, to make sure that hundreds of thousands of visitors aren't shortchanged and that there's a level playing field for all competitors. The flip side is that with the huge pressure to catch drugs cheats, there's a real danger that honest athletes could be stigmatized.
People who didn't use drugs, who didn't do anything wrong, they should not be out of the Olympics because of other people's mistakes. I know exactly how is this feeling, you know, and I hope nobody has to pass through what I had to pass. Who used drugs must be out of the Olympics, and who didn't, I hope to see them here.